Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your call live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Lori Sheridan, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have some quick updates. On December 13th, I believe that's a Saturday, we have Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And for more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And we spell CAMLAC, K-A-M-L-A-K. Next up on January 16th, January 18th, we have our Love Knows No Death Winter Grief Transformation Retreat in Fort Myers, Florida. It was featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death, and this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators all coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums and will feature a combination of breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 54 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. We also have another grief retreat from April 17th to April 19th in Fort Myers, Florida, and that retreat is reserved for bereaved parents only. And for more information about us, please visit our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let me introduce our guest tonight. Our guest is Lori Sheridan, and she is a professional psychic medium and spiritual teacher who is dedicated to helping others make healing connections through mediumship. She strives to deliver evidential messages of love and comfort with integrity, clarity, and compassion. Lori is an ordained spiritual minister, certified medium, and a contributing author to the newly released book, Signs and Synchronicities, True Stories That Inspire and Empower. She is passionate about mediumship and enjoys sharing uplifting messages which validate that love and life are eternal. Continual self-improvement and training enable her to develop into a credible and evidential medium. And without further ado, welcome to the show, Lori.
Hi, Joe. So good to be here with you.
So happy to have you back. I haven't seen you since the last grief retreat over the summer, right? It was the summer.
It was so fun. Yeah, it was
time
good
flies.
To see you.
Time flies. I know. We have some time to chat. So a little birdie told me, that birdie being you, that you wrote a book, my friend. So please tell us all about it.
Yeah, no, thank you. I have a new book. Here it is. Soul Compass, Trusting Your Intuition and the Wisdom Within. And it's really just been a labor of love. And the whole goal here was to really write a book that would empower others to embrace their natural intuition that we all have. Yeah.
Amazing. I love that. I think that's something that a lot of people, especially people, you know, who come to our events and follow Forever Family, really want. Because as you know, obviously, the more intuitive you are, the more likely you are to connect with the other side.
Right.
So do you have anything in there about helping to connect with the other side personally?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think my number one, well, some of it is just keeping an open mind, I would say, because I think sometimes people want that, like it's like God talking, like, hello, we're here, And so just really being open to sometimes the subtle ways and other times the not so subtle ways that the spirit world can say hello to us, that our loved ones can say that they're with us. But for me, also meditation is just a fabulous tool, taking time to go into that stillness, into the quiet. Oftentimes we may feel our loved one's presence or even hear the whispers of their voice, that kind of thing. And then also, I would say inviting them, asking them to show themselves in different ways, asking for a sign, whether that's if you're spending time in nature or you start to notice license plates, hearts, different things. There's so many different ways, as you know, that they can say hello. But I think keeping the open mind and then trusting patience, because I think sometimes we want it the same day. And I would say our loved ones are always there. So even if you don't have that dream visit that, but not to stop asking and then, paying attention and trusting that intuition when you feel it, like, oh, this feather is on my car. Could that just be a feather or could that maybe be a hello, And not negating what you feel within you.
Yeah, trust is a huge part of it. Even for us as mediums,
A
most of our
thousand
job is an
percent.
exercise in trust, right? I mean, half the time we're saying something, we're like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. This is just what they're telling me. So, we have I will say, because our forever family, family that we have of mediums here, I will say we do kind of make it look easy sometimes. But it's not always as clear as maybe we're just good at it. We just know, we've been doing it a while, so we
Been
kind of know how
doing
to
it a while.
interpret. So I kind of love that you said sometimes people are waiting for that, like the voice of God, because truthfully, before I started doing this, I really thought it was going to be like ghosts. Like, I thought it was going to be like Whoopi Goldberg and like just be like hearing and seeing them. And then when it didn't come in like that, I was like, oh, all right,
That's
I guess,
it.
well, A, this isn't as scary as I thought it might be. But it is also sometimes a lot more subtle when it's happening in your own mind,
That's
obviously.
right.
But when you get a sign, I mean, sometimes those are like, they hit you over the head like a ton of bricks, and you're like, all right, well, I can't deny that. I don't know, that's amazing. That's so helpful. That's such a good book to to put out there and to teach people, because I think a lot of people have those questions, right? But I did want to ask you too about the book. Is your story in there a little bit as well? Like, can people learn more about you in the book?
I did put a little bit about my own story, just, that journey answering, feeling a calling, but just the way that the spirit world talks to us, the ways that the intuition guides us on this journey, and really reminding us that we're not alone. I think that's a big message in this. So, yeah, I do try to weave in personal stories, excerpts, stories from friends, and also give practical tools, exercises, different things that you can try to really help to open up those senses and to feel more connected, not only to your own soul, but to perhaps, the world around you, spirit.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, I think that's so good too, to put some of our own stuff in our work. Not that I've written a book, I've thought about it, but I just I don't know. I don't know what my issue is.
I
That's a
think
whole
you're
that's a
pretty busy, Joe.
we
What do you got,
can
a
yeah,
radio
I'm
show, a TV show? I don't know.
yeah,
I think you're doing pretty good.
I got some stuff coming up, so I don't really have the time. But my point in saying that is I am being hypocritical about what I'm about to say to you, because I don't want to write about myself, but I think it's so helpful for people who aren't mediums and who are grieving to hear a medium story, because we typically do have, amazing stories about how spirit has gotten us on this path to begin with. And I think it can be so inspirational and so helpful. But it also shows people that we're not that special. You know what I
That's
mean?
it,
Like,
making it
we really
relatable.
don't know, right? Relatable, exactly. And I think seeing that can kind of help people say, all right, well, Yeah, Joe's just as dumb as I am. You know what I mean? If you could do it, I could do it. So to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
I'm glad to hear that you're, woven into that. And I happen to know you personally, and I think people, you're just an interesting and funny, very funny person.
Well, I
So
appreciate that.
I think, of course, honey. But I think people will really enjoy reading your book, reading your story, and learning from you. So I'm happy you got it out there.
Thank you. Me too. I said,
Of
thank
course.
you. Hallelujah.
Right, it's finally done. So where can people buy it? Is it on Amazon? Should
It's
they go to the
on
bookstore?
Amazon. Yep. So you can do it on Amazon. You can do it on the store on my website. And but Amazon's probably the easiest,
Yeah,
quickest
right.
go to.
Exercise that Prime membership that
Exactly.
everyone has. Awesome. Okay, so for those who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Lori Sheridan. Be sure to check out our website at www.lorisheridan.medium.com, and that's Lori, correct, Lori?
Yes, correct. Yep.
Yeah, lorisheridanmedium.com. Or you can just go on Forever Family's list of mediums, and she's on there because she's amazing and certified, and it might be easier. If you're not tech savvy, just go to Forever Family. Okay, so before we take our first caller, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you would like to make a connection with Spirit, and Lori will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we are always happy to take your questions and give you some insight one way or another. Okay, so Lori, you ready to go?
Ready to rock and roll, Joe.
Ready
Let's
to
do
rock and
this.
roll. That's my girl. All right. So first up, we have Tom from Virginia. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I'm doing well,
How?
thanks. How are you?
Doing well. Good to see you both.
Great, great. You too. So, Tom, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
Connection with spirit, please.
Okay, great. You got it. Lori, you're up.
All right. So, Tom, I'm just going to be working with your voice a little bit. So, just make sure you keep talking to me. But I actually
Okay.
do. Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. I do actually get a female coming in around you today. And as I'm sensing her, it does feel like a close connection for you. It does feel more like family to me. Okay. And also, yeah, so forgive me, I'm not sure if it would actually be mom, but she does feel very much like family to me. Okay. I know that she comes through very much like a lady, so there's a sense of trying to carry herself, I don't know, lit nicely, that type of vibe, okay? But I do definitely feel like there's a little bit of a decline for her before she passes. But I really felt a lot of closeness in that connection. So you'd have to understand female, family, and do you understand any of this, Tom? How are we doing? Talk to
Yes,
me.
I can understand that.
Okay,
I can
thank you.
understand that.
And do you understand? So you understood mom. Does that make sense?
Not mom.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to check my relationship here. I get you by her side, though. I actually felt like you would have helped to take care of her a little bit before she passed. So I would have liked it sitting with her, spending time with her. Do you understand that?
Not really.
Okay, so we're going to keep going here. But I definitely felt it was family. Can you place it as a family connection for you, hon?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you have to understand that she was sick though, too. Do you understand that with the illness or decline?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I definitely felt that she was sick. And I have to say, I still feel like you would have spent time with her. So even if you weren't there at the end of life, there is a sense that you definitely knew her. She's actually got a great sense of humor, is the way that I see her as well. Okay. And I actually feel very much like wanting to get my like hair done. It just feels like she likes to be all pulled together, is the way I'm sensing her. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm really just going to come through and say she's coming through with a ton of love for you today. Oh, and then hold on one more sec. I have to say, because I still feel like she thinks of you like a son. So I don't know if you thought of her as a grandmother or how you understood the relationship. What's the relationship, Tom? I'm sorry, but I still felt family. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
there is a grandmother. There is
Yeah,
a
thank you.
grandmother there.
It's grandmother. Thank you. I appreciate that. I just feel like she's coming through so nurturing, okay? And I just have to acknowledge that. And I really do. I just kept feeling like I wanted to put my earrings on and I got to be all pulled together is the way she's doing it. And I get a great laugh with her. Okay. So there's a sense of her coming in around you. I felt like really trying to hold your hand and just be supportive there as well. And do you understand though, like chest issues or fluid at all for her in the chest before she passes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because I do feel a little bit of pressure there as well. All right. And do you, so, anyways, I know you didn't get to see her, I guess, at the very end, but there still is a sense that she, I mean, I felt so much love from her. And I actually felt like you would have spent time with her, obviously, in her home or something when you were younger, because I feel her putting everything out. She definitely likes to entertain, and there's a sense of liking to make everything beautiful. Do you understand that with her personality?
Yes, and are you feeling that this is a mother or grandmother figure as far as age is concerned?
That's what I was getting. Yes. That's what I was getting, okay? I feel like she's
Okay.
got a daughter too. I have to be on like I feel like there's an acknowledgement she has a daughter, okay? And I also feel like yeah, thank you. And I also feel like there may be another connection around like whether there's a Margaret or a, it just feels like there's an MA sound too that comes in around the family as well, okay? And
Okay.
again, it doesn't have to be her name, but I do get that sound coming in. You understand that? Does that make sense? Okay, thank you. And then I have to say, because she's like classy. So it's almost like she likes paintings or she likes to keep things up around the house, you know? So I just feel like there's like a sense of trying to keep everything nice, you know? And then I will say to you too, even though she's like funny, she's got humor. She's not a pushover either. You understand this? Because I feel like she can be a little bit tough too. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah, because she's almost telling you to put your feet down. What are you doing? You got to have your manners. Okay. So there's definitely a big piece of that with her as well. Okay. Yeah, that's really sweet. And then I just really so nice. And then I have to say too, there is a man that comes in around as well. And it does actually feel very fatherly also. So it would either be her husband or potentially your dad. So I don't know if your father's in spirit, but there's another man that comes in around her as well. Okay.
Okay.
Is your father still here, Tom?
Yeah, father's still here.
Yeah, so I think it would connect to her husband. Sorry, I just feel like it's like right next to the side. And as I feel him,
Okay.
so I got the finger from Joe, so I know I got to get ready to roll here. But as I'm sensing him, I just feel like I actually felt like he's very practical is the way that I feel him. And he's carrying himself with a very much like a sense of pride. I feel like he's always got to have a project is the way that he's coming through. Not always good with words or communication or expression, but there's an easiness with him as well. Okay. And I definitely felt like I like nature and the outdoors with him as well. So, you understanding a little bit of this, Tom?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know if you actually like to fish or something like this, but I definitely get a sense of being outside and there's a peacefulness with him, okay?
Yep, that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like he's almost like just putting his hand on your shoulder and we had nice time together, you know? So just a sense of him watching over you very much so, okay? And wanting you to know that he's with you, okay? So please take all the love. Take all the love from both of them today, and thank you so much for letting me work with you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go grab your book on Amazon.
Thanks, Tom. God bless. God bless.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good night. All right. Awesome. We're off to you're on a roll.
Oh, thank you,
Love
Joe. Be ready. I told you. Joe's
I know.
good. You know.
I know this show's kind of late, right?
No, I know.
We love it. We're kidding. For everyone listening, we love to
It's
be here.
wonderful. It's wonderful.
Okay, next up we have Roman from Hawaii. Hi, Roman.
Aloha, this is Roman Esco from Kauai. Thanks for having me, Joe. And Lori, what a huge achievement. Congratulations on your book.
Oh, you guys are so
Oh,
sweet. Thank you, Roman. I appreciate that. Well, it's
awesome.
nice to connect with you. Thanks for coming on today.
All right, so Roman, did you want a mini reading or did you have a question for us?
I'll take a mini reading. Thank you.
Okay,
Awesome.
awesome. I'll turn you over to Lori.
All right. Well, Joe, we might have I mean, I'm calling you Joe. Jeez, where did that even come from? Sorry. Oh yeah, it's because you're the host. Sorry. Where did
And
the
quick
name Joe
question.
come from?
Quick thing, Romanesco is a chosen name, is different than my birth name. Does that matter, or do you got my
No, it doesn't matter. You're fine, hon. Thank you for your voice. I appreciate that. So, Roman, you're quite lovely. I have to say there is a female that comes in around you today as well. Does feel more kind of grandmotherly, but I have to say I actually get a younger person with you too. And I felt like this was going to
Wow.
make be a man, okay? And as I felt feel him, I actually forgive me, I don't know that he's actually like your literal brother, but he's almost like a bro. I feel like he comes in and I felt like I wanted to give you a big hug from him right away, okay? I actually feel like his passing would have been more sudden and unexpected is what it feels like to me. So I felt like a little more tragic energy around him, okay? And you know, I don't have him as an old person, Roman. So I do feel like he would have been younger with passing. Do you understand a younger male, Roman, that would make sense to at all? Do you understand this?
Not right now, but
Okay.
I'm sure he has more to say.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna give it the way I got it because it actually I wasn't sure that it would have actually been it felt like an accident. It felt very tragic to me with the nature of the passing. I felt like you wouldn't have gotten to say goodbye. And I do not have him as an old person. He does feel younger to me. Joe, are you getting any of this too? I mean, I didn't want to say drowning, but I just felt like it was a younger male. I felt like it was very sudden and unexpected. It feels very tragic. And I just feel like he's a sweetheart. I felt like I wanted to give you a big hug. It's like the t-shirt type of vibe is the way that I'm seeing him. And I just know you didn't get to say goodbye. Do you get any of this, Joe? Joe's like, I don't know.
well, no. So if I tune in, I did feel more of like the female energy around you, Roman,
Yeah.
that I think you
She's
might have been picking up
definitely
on.
there.
Yeah,
Yes.
definitely around. But Roman, do you understand any piece from what Lori was saying? Let's just
Or
tackle
even if
that
it's
first.
like an uncle or something like that, or because it just feels like somebody who was, I still got an adult, but it just feels like passed too soon, and it does have more of a tragic nature to it, is what I was picking up. Okay, you can't place this
I mean,
all.
I've had a few people who roughly fit that, but I don't really know until I get more details. If that's
Oh, okay. So you are on. Thank you. Because I'm starting to think I'm crazy over here. I'm like, all right. Thank you. But yeah. So, no, it's good. It's good. Because the grandmother comes in right away. She's so strong around you. But this would have been somebody who would have been, I've really felt like close friend, nurturing type of energy. Because it's like, I want to give you a big hug. I really feel suddenness with the passing with him. I see that I think you're from Hawaii. That's what it says on the thing here. So I definitely did get the strong water connection, but I have him as an adult. And that's just the way he's coming through for me. And I felt like you guys would have hung out. I feel like he's pretty easygoing. I don't have him dressed like to the nines. He's dressed casually. And I just feel like, as I sensed him, it just felt very tragic, with the passing and very sudden and unexpected. So that's what I get.
Okay, that's making a little bit more sense now.
Okay, cool. And do you understand this as like a friend or somebody off to the side, Roman? Does this make
Yeah,
sense? Thank you.
it would have been a friend,
Thank you.
but
Yeah.
similar story to
Thank
that.
you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that because I'm sitting here. He just pushed his way in. Your grandmother's there. And he's like, I gotta get in here. I felt like you guys would have hung out. I don't know if it's just, I mean, hanging out at like the beach, a restaurant, or something like this, but it feels really casual. Like we're just chilling, we're having a good time. And then I just really get this sense that his passing, I mean, like everybody loves this guy. I feel like he has tons of friends. I cannot put him in an office. I have to make it casual with him. I need to make sure that you know that he actually really cared about you. You have to understand, like hanging out with him and just chilling. Do you understand that? Like, yes, that part.
Yes, I understand that part.
Okay, thank you. Because it's like he's like your friend, he's like your bro, and he's basically trying. And so couple of things. You might not have talked to him right before he passed, or there may have been just a little bit of a space before he passed, because he's trying to, like, I actually feel like even though you didn't think of him right away, he's saying that you do think of him from time to time, okay? There's absolutely an acknowledgement. I feel like he wants to make sure that. Because I actually feel like you were a good friend to him. So it's almost like saying thank you. So there's almost a sense of even if you didn't get to say goodbye, or because sometimes you're like, oh, I wish I could have done more, I could have helped him. There's an acknowledgement that he's like just your friendship. And he's actually like party on. He's got music going, just chilling. He's just having a good time, just the way I feel him. And it has to be like no stress, no worries. So he's doing Bob Marley music for me. But, don't worry about a thing, basically. And that's part of his message is like, just go with the flow. I know he loves you. I keep seeing the water, but it is basically just trusting where you are. Okay. So thank you for working with me on that. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good message for him. Just don't worry about a thing like Bob Marley.
That's him, and it's yeah, he loves you. There's literally like, I'm okay. I almost feel like I want to do like a peace out, man. It's really
Well,
good. It's cute.
thank you so much for calling, Roman. We really appreciate it.
Thank you,
Yeah, God
Roman.
bless you both.
God
You
bless you,
too. Take care.
Roman. Take care, hon.
All
Well,
right.
thanks for that little nudge, Joe. You're
Yeah,
like,
sometimes it takes a second
I know.
to figure out where we're going. You know what? This is a little bit of a lesson for anyone out here listening, actually, aspiring mediums or people who are want to get readings. Sometimes it does take a minute to figure out where you're going there. And a lot of times, if you're getting like I could just tell you were connecting because of the way you were getting the information, and I was like, there's the this we gotta figure out what
I'm
this
like,
is
we
because
just
this is
did a
something.
Grammy, so I couldn't do another Grammy, and he just pushed
Well,
his
you
way in
could.
here. I know, I
You
know.
could, you
You feel what
could.
I'm
We could we could we
saying?
could have a little grandma night.
Grammy action up in
But
here.
we figured it out, so that's good. Okay,
Yes.
ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay, next up we have Kathy from Pennsylvania. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good, good. Okay, so Kathy, did you want to have a mini reading or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading, please.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Hi, Kathy. Nice to hear your voice. Thanks.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, hon. I'm very good. I'm very good. It's nice to connect with you today, okay? So,
Thank
did
you.
you yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. So, we might have a couple people coming in around you today. Just gonna give you a heads up there. But I do have a female that comes in around you very much so today, and it also feels very motherly to me, so I do just have to acknowledge that, okay? Is mom still
Okay.
here, Kathy? Is
No.
mom, I'm sorry?
No, she's not.
Yeah, I feel like your mom is trying to come forward right away, okay?
Okay.
And as I'm feeling her presence, first of all, when I say she's a little like, I don't want to say hot ticket, but there's definitely this energy of, she lets you know what she's thinking. I actually feel like there's closeness there, but I have to be honest, I feel like she can be a little bit stubborn too with her personality. Okay. So, but I also feel hand in hand. So, and I also very much felt that she had struggled too before she passed. It feels like she was sick before she passed. You understand this?
I understand the sick part. That wasn't her personality, though, at all.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely got her sick before she passed. She puts hand in hand there. So you don't understand that she could be a little bit stubborn at times?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it to you the way I got it. Okay. And I felt like she was a little bit challenging at times. And I'm going to put it around also around the passing. It's almost like I just felt like kind of don't tell me what to do a little bit. Okay. And so that's the way I was feeling her. But I also get her showing, and I really felt when I got the hot ticket, because I feel like you guys were super close though too. And I felt like we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs. Do you understand that? It's okay to say no.
It actually sounds more like a friend of mine that passed.
Okay, do you understand illness with her?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like she was very sick before she passed, and it doesn't always have to be cancer, but it definitely feels like illness is the way I'm sensing it. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. And all right, and she's vibrant. Oh my gosh, this woman is like always on the go, and I feel like we
Yeah.
definitely like to have a good time. I do see her
Yeah.
liking to shop, okay? And I do feel like even if it's hanging out or having a glass of wine or something, she's a little bit of a rock star. I have to say it like that, you know? Do you understand that with her personality? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Thank you. And I hate to like I feel like she's got a great sense of humor because I don't want to say like it's kind of like big like she does everything big. I feel like there's a big hair, big personality, all this kind of stuff is what I'm sensing with her.
That's
All
right.
right. Yeah, she's fabulous. And forgive me, she's like when I say like the ride or die friend, there's this whole piece of when you're in. You're in, and she's got your back. You understand this? And because she will tell people where to go if she doesn't, you know, like protecting her people. Do you understand this? Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, that's really nice. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So I will just say, as I feel her presence coming close today, she's literally, I feel like she's thanking you so much for your friendship. And I have to say, hold on one second. Would you try to like call her or text her or talk to her all the time? Do you understand that? I don't mean to be cheesy. She's bringing up the phone, so that's why I was checking. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, and it's kind of like, because she also uses humor when she's not feeling well or she's trying to diffuse things. You understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So, a couple of things. There's a sense of you. I felt like it's texting or calling. So, I don't know if there's something with the phone or there's a text or something that you've held on to, but it feels like there's a reminder of her on the phone. Okay. So, I want to give it to you that way. And I also want to, and then she's so funny. There's almost like, so forgive me. I do feel like we had a sense that she was going to pass because she was so sick. Do you understand that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's almost a joke, and I feel like she's teasing you because she's got great humor that, like, I'm not going to really, she's not really haunting you. So please don't take it like that. But it's almost like that she's checking in on you, that she's definitely trying to let you know that she's around. Okay. So,
Okay.
Hopefully you understand this because there's a sense of wanting to make sure that you know how much she meant to you. And I just feel like she's a little bit of a jokester though too, because she's got that humor. And you do understand humor with her, right? Do you?
Oh,
Yeah, because I just feel like she's messing with you a little bit, okay? And then I almost felt like I want to put my lipstick on. Let's go, we gotta go out. And she's all ready to have a good time. Yeah, you understand? Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of laughs, a lot of laughs. Please know that she's there with you. And I have to say though too, I know Joe's telling me I got to go to my next one. He's like, move it along, move it along. The mother's energy, do you have a ring of hers? Do you have a ring of hers? Do you have mom's ring? Do you? Yeah? No?
Yes, I have it, and my daughter wore it for her wedding.
Thank you, because she's just going to the ring. She's bringing up the ring, and she is, and so, so she's very lovely. She's very sweet. There's, okay, very good. And just work with me for one more second here. Do you have a son? Is there a grandson? It just feels like there is going to be a boy that she's acknowledging as well. Do you understand that at all?
I have both.
Oh, you have both. Okay, thank you. It's just her way of letting you know that she's still around. And I felt like it was also around the grandson. Okay. So just a little quick hello there from her, but a lot of love, a lot of love. And yeah, so, and you're Kathy. Yeah. So I don't know if there would be like another like Kathy or Christine or Christopher. It just feels like there's one more K connection that comes in around. Okay. So just remember I said it, please. All right.
And then, Kathy, before you go, I
Okay.
have a little, just a quick quick thing to add. I don't even know where this is coming from, but when I get something, I gotta pass it along no matter what.
Good.
Kathy, when Lori was talking to your friend, I also feel like I was connecting with her. And I kept seeing like a GL name. So I don't know if you have like a Gloria or like a Gilda or could even be like Glenn. I just kept seeing GL. It's not the most common name these days, I guess. But would you know if that's anyone connected to your friend or connected to you here or past, like that Gloria, Gilda, like that?
I mean, my husband's passed and his name was Greg.
You know what? I don't know if it's that only because that's GR. I'm being a pain in the butt. I know. But are you sure there's no other like GL name?
The funny thing about the GL is when she became a grandmother, she absolutely refused to be called grandma. So she was saying that she was going to have her kids call her grandma.
Oh, which would be that I will take. Okay,
Oh my
that
God,
I'll accept.
I love
Thank you.
it.
Because I'm like, she showed me GL and
That's
I'm like, what
awesome.
name is this? Like Gloria, Glenda, Glenn. I'm like,
Yeah.
what am I saying?
They didn't end up calling her that, but that was kind of like the joke. That's
Okay. Can I tell you,
so
I
funny.
may accept that. That
Oh,
fits for me. Okay,
I would
thank you.
definitely
Thank you,
accept
Kathy.
that, Joe. That was
I'll take
really
that.
awesome.
I'll take that. All right. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so
Thank you.
much. Have a great night. Take
You too.
care.
Take care. Oh, I'm glad we landed on that because it was driving me crazy. I'm like, what name? Because I'm usually pretty good with the name. I can like kind of figure it out for the most part. And I'm like, all I'm getting is GL. I'm like, what is this? I didn't even think of Glamma. That's very funny.
That is awesome.
Okay, let's get to our next call. That was a good one, though. That was fun. Okay, next we have Dory from BC. Hi, Dory.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you both doing?
Doing well, hanging in there, right, Lori?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. It's
We're
nice to
doing all
hear
right.
your voice, Dory. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank
So,
you.
Dori, did you
Thanks for
want
having
a
me.
oh, of course. Did you want a mini reading or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading, please.
Okay, great. You got
I can't believe it. They all want mini readings, Joe. I'm teasing.
it.
I'm teasing. All right, Dory, let's see who we're sensing around you, okay? Dory, I get a man coming in around you today, okay? And as I'm sensing him, I actually really was getting like a family connection for him as well. And also as I'm feeling him, I felt like he was going to be younger with passing too, to be honest with you, okay? So I don't have him super old, Dory. I actually feel male. He is coming in a little bit off to the side for me. So I actually, so forgive me, I don't know if this is going to be more of like a friend or something like this, but as I'm sensing him, I know he passed more suddenly. I actually get more unexpected with him as well. And I felt like I wanted to give you a big hug is the way that he's coming through. So I felt a caring connection in that. Do you understand any of that, Dory? Like a younger male with passing?
Not a male, no.
I definitely don't have a female, so I'm just going to keep going with this, okay? But I really feel like off to the side is the way that I'm seeing him, okay? And I know I felt like
Okay.
it was going to be unexpected is the way that he comes through. I will say to you too, I actually felt I actually get like a little bit of the so he can dress up, so he can be looking sharp if he needs to, okay? Because I do feel like he got has also like the button down shirt with him, okay? So there's a sense of that, and I actually feel like with him that he's actually very bright too. So I felt like a nice sharp mind with him is the way that I'm sensing him, but I don't have him as like old into his like 80s or 90s. As if this feels like, even if he's mature, I felt like adult with him, sudden, unexpected is the way he passes. So even if he's got heart stuff, there's something going on with him. I actually feel like he may have worn glasses too at some point. I feel glasses on my face, okay? And I just keep getting the button down piece. And I really felt like initially I thought it was going to be family, but he's a little bit off to the side is the way that I'm feeling him. So can you place that at all?
I have some uncles that have passed younger.
Okay, thank
Maybe
you.
uncle.
Yeah, no, that would work because it's off to the side. And I initially thought it was going to be family, but it just feels like it was very unexpected, though, too, with the passing. Because I really felt like you didn't get to say goodbye is the way that he's coming through today. Okay. Do you, and you understand that? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
Okay.
it does.
Okay, thank you. But I actually feel like he's a bit of a sweetheart too, okay? So I don't want to make him like a little cheesy here, but he absolutely comes in very playful, and I feel like sweetness with his connection, okay? And I definitely felt, I've actually really felt like you would have known him. I felt like you would have, because he's like he's sweet, you know? I don't want to make him like lovey, but I
Yeah.
just feel like, thank you. And I feel like he's pretty down to earth though too. So there's definitely a sense that he's good with people, generous, would have spent time either around the holidays, around with the family, because I feel like again a little bit of the jokester here. And I don't want to make him like a little
Yep.
bit. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I
I
just
didn't.
say, yeah, I'm agreeing with that. It makes sense.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, thank you. But he's just like, and I just felt like I want to, I don't know if we're really having a beer here, but it just feels like I'm hanging out and I'm doing a little toast is the way I'm seeing him. You understand? Yeah. And then I keep getting, yeah, thank you. And then forgive me, I don't know if it's just family around the water or we spend time around the water or there's a little bit of a vacation type of connection too. Do you understand that at all?
No, that I don't.
Okay, we're gonna work with this one more time, okay? So I keep seeing him by
Okay.
the water too, okay? So I have to check. I don't know if because he keeps putting himself by the beach, okay? So I felt like there was gonna be a water
Okay.
connection. So I don't know if he lived by the water, if you spent time, if the family, you know, it's like a little bit of a vacation thingy here. But there's, or if you are by the water now, but there's something with water here that I felt like he was acknowledging. And I felt like we were chilling, we were hanging out. Do you understand that?
I grew up near the water.
That's it. Okay, thank you. And but would he have ever visited you there or like would he have come? Okay, thank you. Because it's a memory. It's a memory, basically, is what he's showing. Okay.
Okay.
So literally, it's kind of like good times, good times, good times is what he keeps trying to acknowledge. Okay. And I will, and like, I really feel like with him, not to say that he can be totally cheesy, but you know he can. All right. But there's definitely, definitely an acknowledgement of that. And then I feel there is one other person that I think Joe gave me the finger. So I'm just trying to make sure I'm keeping an eye on my time. But I do get one other female that he's acknowledging. And, but I felt, I think you were saying somebody. I actually felt another female though, but I felt that there would have been illness or a decline with her before she passed because she feels sick to me. I feel like there's one other female that he's acknowledging coming in around you as well today. Okay. Also feels like family for you. Okay. And hold on one
Okay.
second. Mom is still here. Is mom still here? Is mom
Mom
still here?
is, yes.
Yeah. So, I have to just give it as I get. I know there's one other female. I felt like she was sick. It should be family before she passed, okay? And I don't want to make it like an gosh, I'm not pre you know, please. I'm like I don't know that it's really an aunt, but it just feels like there's one other female's and I felt illness around her, okay? And I felt a decline with her before she passed, and it does feel like it should connect in the family very much so. So I'm just going to leave that with you and have you think about it, okay, Dory? But please take a big hug
Okay.
from the uncle, and he's literally like let the good time, like he's just so great. He's like let the good times roll type of thing, you know. And definitely giving a hug and a kiss to you. And I felt he's also, you know, I know he said we said mom is here, but it just feels like he's just giving a shout out to her too. So please just take the hello, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, he was a fun time, and you might be talking about my grandmother, which is his
It is
mom, and she was
grandma,
like a
yeah.
mom to me too, so.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
just know it is absolutely. And she is like the warmest thing, okay? So much love coming
Yep.
in around her. And I do get like the roses, all this type of thing. I don't know if we have the prayer card or the mascot, you understand? Yeah, because her presence is right there with, she's lovely. Oh my gosh. I just feel like, what do you want? What do you need, dear? And she just puts everything out there. So just lovely. I don't know if she really did do gardening or something with plants, but I definitely get Do you understand that at all with either plants or gardening or something? I don't know if it's a rose. It just feels like there's something with plants.
I
Somebody might.
do gardening.
Did you plant? I almost felt like, did somebody plant something in her memory? There's just a connection around the plants, okay? So literally,
Yeah.
and I just see the rose. So I'm giving that to you. Take all the love from her. And thank you so much for letting me work with you today. God bless.
Thank you so much, both of you. God bless you both.
Thanks,
Take care.
Dora. You too. Take care. All right. Awesome. All right. We
Woo!
have time for one, maybe two more. All
Oh my
right.
gosh. Woo, Joe. Joe's
We have
ready.
ten, 10 minutes left. 10 minutes. So we'll
Okay, here we go.
lightning round. No, kidding. Okay. Next up, we have Jean from Florida. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. Fine. How are
Hi.
you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, so did you have a question for us, or did you want a mini reading from Lori?
I'd like a mini reading from Lori, please.
Okay, great. You got it.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Well, my dear, I have another man coming in, okay? And this gentleman that I'm sensing as I'm feeling him, I actually feel like he was really good with people, okay? First and foremost, he's coming in. I almost feel like I don't want to make him a wheeler and dealer, okay? But there's a sense of he's out and about. I almost feel like a little bit of shaking hands with him. Very active is the way that I sense him. Also, though, when I say he's older, I did feel, he's definitely older with passing is the way that I was feeling him, okay? So I felt mature is what I'll say, okay? Also, and I have to say, he loves being, I mean, when I say he loves being outside, he loves being outdoors. I really get that very strongly with him. I am questioning, I just will tell you, I feel a little bit of chest pain with him. So forgive me, I'm not sure. It doesn't always mean that he had to have heart, but I do get pressure. I actually, there may have been something heart related or chest related with his passing because I'm very much getting a little bit of pressure in that area, okay? But he's coming through. I actually feel like he's a gentleman, but very sweet, very playful. I felt like this was going to be a family connection for you as well today, okay? And
Yeah.
oh gosh, yeah. And so I'm not sure if it's really dad, but it just feels like it's got to be family is the way it's coming through. So how are you understanding that? Is it Jean? Sorry.
Well, yeah, if it's an older gentleman, it could be my dad. He was a
Yeah.
very personable man.
And but do you understand either the heart or the chest issues?
Well, that's a little iffy because I was on my way up to see him from Florida, but he passed before I got there, and they were transfusing him, and his body just wouldn't accept the transfusion, and so the doctor told him he had to stop, so he knew that he was going to pass.
Okay.
So, but I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So
All
he
right.
might have, I mean, he could have had, a
I
pain in
don't.
his chest from. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, forgive me. I don't mean to cut you off or be rude, okay? But what I really sense is there's got to be something heart or chest related. And I know you're acknowledging that your father had stuff going on physically, but what I know is it's almost like there's an event a little bit and it's something either fluidy or something around the chest because I just have a little bit of pressure there. So either it's the quick turn or that quick passing at the end, and that's how I'm going to give it to you, okay? But I actually feel like he's a total sweetheart, and I felt like I wanted to give
Yeah.
you a squeeze of the hand. I feel like I want to give you the kiss too, okay? I feel like he's got either like a ton of friends. The guy knew people because I feel like I'm out and about and everybody's saying hi to him, that type of thing. You understand this with his personality? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then, do you understand another J name around the family too, Jean? So it doesn't have to be his name, but whether there's the Joe or the John connection, I keep getting a J name coming in
Yes.
around. Okay, yeah, I'm
Yes,
sorry.
definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so I feel like there's an and I just and your dad though, to me he just feels very generous though too. So because he's also coming in as a gentleman. I can't say that enough, but I do feel like when I say generous, it just feels like helping everybody. If it's a little bit of money or little things, he's all about it. Okay, like that's the way I sense him. You understand that? Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then
Yes.
I know it sounds cheesy, but. Does somebody have his watch? Do we keep his watch? Is there something with the watch connection around him too? Do you know somebody's got his watch? Do you
Well,
understand?
I have a watch connected to the J name.
To the J name. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I didn't want to necessarily make that a husband or partner, but would you understand that in some way? Would that make sense?
That he wasn't a husband or a partner.
No, forgive me, the J name. I just feel
The
like,
J name.
do you understand that?
I'm
Being
not
a
understanding your question.
Okay.
Was
All
he,
right.
was it the J name associated with a husband?
I'm not sure. I just get him off to the side. I felt like I wanted to give you a kiss with him. Okay. So I'm just giving it as I
Yes.
got it. Do you understand that? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank
Yes.
you. And it just feels like I wanted to pull you close, so thank you. And it always gets a little weird because we're talking with your dad too, so here we go, yay, all right, good. Do you understand somebody? So I know dad is there and we've got the J name, okay, so just sit with that for a minute. But I still felt, and this might be back to dad, so just hear this for a minute, but I still get the flag, so I felt like there's either a military service connection that comes in around as well. Do you
Yes,
understand that? Does that make
definitely.
sense?
Yes,
Yeah, thank you.
definitely.
And then I felt like we might still have the flag. Am I getting the finger? Okay, thank you. Just making sure. Very nice. But and then hold, and then do you understand with the J name? Like I just as I'm feeling him, and then hold on 1 second. Hold on. So I just really want because he's let me feel like this guy feels very sharp to me. So he likes to look good. Do
Yes.
you understand this? Yes. And I felt like he likes a
Yes.
nice meal. He likes to have a good time. He actually likes to go out too, doesn't he? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Because I almost feel like,
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't know too many that guys that dance. Maybe Joe does. But I felt like this guy's dancing a little bit, like he's like gonna have a party here, okay? So, a lot
Yes.
of good times, a lot of good times with him. And not to be cheesy here, I do feel like he's just acknowledging, forgive me. I know we didn't get as long as you would have liked with him, okay? And meaning I meant in
Right.
life, okay? But there's the
Yes.
acknowledgement of I know this he literally shows the night sky. So there's just a sense of like I don't want to say like dreams. So I know he can be smooth. I know there's a sense of like dream, like it's almost like you were really a gift to him or you were like a dream come true because it almost feels like he didn't expect it. And forgive me, he's actually very sweet because even though I have him all sharp, there's a sense of, it's almost, I don't, he, I just feel like he wasn't expecting it. And I just know there's an acknowledgement of, is literally like how much he loves you. So he's, I don't want to make it weird. I don't want to get too mushy up on here, but there's just a real heartfelt connection that comes through and he's really thanking you. And I do feel a little bit of travel, so I do feel like I would have wanted to travel a little bit with you too, okay? But he's playful, and like I said, likes to look good, and he's putting his hand like this, so very good. Okay, take all of his love.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for calling,
Thank you
Jean.
so much.
You take care. All right. Well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Lori Sheridan, for joining us this evening. And Lori, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or they want to book a reading, is your website the best place to do that?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So www.lorisheridan.up. I keep wanting to say .com. LorisSheridanMedium.com. And we
That's
spell
it.
that Lori. Or you could just look up Lori on our directory on Forever Family. But thank you so much for being with us, Lori. I love having you
You're
here as
welcome.
always. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, honey. Thanks for all that you do. Great
Oh,
job.
thank you. I appreciate it. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And just a quick little reminder, next Thursday evening, there will be no broadcast on Signs of Life Radio because of Thanksgiving. So we wish all of our listeners a happy holiday. And Signs of Life will be back on air the following Thursday. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's PERRETA. And you can follow me on TikTok and Instagram. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening and always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.